Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, yesterday I gave an unpopular opinion. I said, hey, I don't think it's that good when you eat a tomato from a garden. Not, at least not any better than from the store. I was like, it's all the same. You wouldn't know the difference. Eggs from a chicken coop in the backyard or eggs from the grocery store. To me, I wouldn't tell the difference. I compared it to wine. I said, if you don't know it's expensive, you wouldn't know it's expensive. That was an unpopular opinion. So I said, hey, call us and give us your unpopular opinions.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I have a very unpopular opinion. I think White Claws are so overrated. And I know Ray probably will have some feelings about this, but just in my opinion, White Claws are very overrated. Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
What do you think about that, Raymundo?
Yeah, they're easy to drink. Women like them as well as men, and they have a decent amount of alcohol in them, more, I believe, than a beer. So they're a very good bang for your buck.
You're Mr. White Claw.
Because they taste very, very good. Something like that hasn't come along in a long time.
Amy?
I just tried Truly for the first time, which is similar to White Claw, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's good. Grapefruit only. It's good. It's real good.
You like it?
It's all right. I think it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It's not a great drink or anything, but
it's a summertime
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's Austin in Waynesboro, Georgia. Unpopular opinion.
Morning, studio. My unpopular opinion is that a gluten allergy is just a fad. I know so many people that consumed all the gluten in the world until this gluten-free fad came about, and they self-diagnosed themselves as allergic to gluten. I get in so many arguments about this, but I know that it's fake.
He knows. Here's the thing. An allergy, some people do have the allergy. There may be more people acting like they don't want gluten because of that, but I don't think the gluten allergy is fake.
Mm-hmm. No, because
your friends
like,
may be fake because they're just claiming they have it and they don't, but a gluten allergy is real.
Yeah, like or celiacs, or people that can't break it down. Yeah, that's real. But I do think that a lot of us, including myself, jumped on that, you know, again, I'm gluten I still kind
of
do.
Well, it's like ADD. You saw a lot of people go, oh, I have ADD.
That's a good example.
It's a real life thing for some folks, but because everybody started claiming it, you're going, is this even real?
Yeah.
But yes, it's real. Let's do one more. Here is Caitlin in South Arkansas.
Morning, studio. My unpopular opinion is that I hate bowling. I'm little and I literally can't throw the ball without my wrist throbbing the next day. And Bobby, I'm also a Mass Media alum from Henderson State, so go ready.
Well, I think if it hurts to throw the ball, I probably wouldn't bowl either.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unpopular to hate something that hurts you.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
So my grandma loved to bowl, and she had arthritis really bad. And she somehow, I'm sure you could order it, had this special bowling ball where she didn't have to stick her fingers in the holes. It was a handle, and the handle was on springs, and the handle would come out like a purse, you know? And then she would roll the ball, and the handle would snap back in, so it would roll. And that was my grandma's bowling ball. So she was able to bowl without hurting her hand.
That's cool. I just wouldn't bowl.
You wouldn't get that ball?
No, I'm not a big bowler, so I'm probably not going to get
that ball. But if you were, I'm just saying there's options.
In about half hour, Eddie has to wash everybody on the show's feet.
This is terrible.
Because he lost the driving test yesterday.
Yeah.
I never listened back to the show. I listened back, laughed.
Great.
Pretty funny. So Eddie got the lowest score on the driving test. Coming up top of next hour, he has to wash everybody's feet as the loser of the bet.
Like, how is there quality control for this?
Right.
Or do I just go like round one, two, we're done?
No, you have to really wash feet. Like, okay. We have to have, when we walk, we should be able to see those glimmers like ping.
Oh, like
ping.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Got it.
In between each toe.
Ping, ping.
Oh.
On your phone, Amy, I saw that you labeled your husband hotter than Dirks.
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, but it's still. So that letter on the iPhone, that's the first letter of the name that's up there. It's H. And then she has hotter than Dirks as her husband's name.
Yeah. I think it was to make him. It was probably 6 or 7 years ago to make him feel better, because it's when Dirks was coming in and y'all would give me a hard time. Like, oh, Dirks is so hot. Oh, I think also I told our hair person that Dirks had an album cover where the hair, I loved his hair. And I liked the haircut, so I wanted my husband to get his haircut that way. And so it was a whole thing. And so I was like, don't worry, babe. You're hotter than Dirk. So I put him in my phone like that as a comfort thing for him.
Still there.
Still there.
I also noticed you have 174 unread text messages.
Oh, do I?
Wow. Which drive me crazy.
How do you
crazy.
See that? How do you see that?
How many do you have right now?
Oh, 176. That's so weird.
There's been two.
It is crazy that you don't clear those. I can't, and I get a decent amount of work emails.
I
have to clear every email and every text. I have to go and address it, send it. I almost want to put the reds on my text just so it makes me reply back quicker. Because listen, I love when someone has that on their phone. Like, I'll send Mike D a text and it'll go, he read it. And I'm like, nice. Now, I would never do that.
Oh, never.
No.
I
hate that.
But I love it. I love it for everybody but me. I think everybody should have to have the red on except for me.
Right.
That way I would know. But sometimes, though, you want to read it and then think about it. Mike, is there an option when you put red on to read it and then put unread it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what I wish they would do, is sometimes that's why I leave the blue dots. A lot of these are not open because I need to go back and...
You have 176.
You're not going back.
You're never going back.
I put it down to zero not too long ago, but it adds up. So on emails, I can mark stuff unread so that I can go back to the email.
I'll do that
I wish we could do that with text messages, but this happens.
Yeah. Anyway, the two things I noticed. You had, what do you have your significant other in your phone as? Because I have Caitlin as... Caitlin and a red heart next to her name.
Aww.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you very
goodness.
Much.
Oh, man, sweet.
Thank you.
So that's how I actually put her in my phone, too.
Because Amy's making fun of me. Well, and I forgot that, but I had my headphones on, and I was shooting basketball hoops outside the house, and I had the headphones, the earbuds in, and it goes, Caitlin Hart is calling. Caitlin Hart is calling. So I have Caitlin Hart. Do you have hotter than Dirks? Eddie, what do you have for
Boots.
Your wife?
I don't know. Since college, I've called my wife Boots, and that's what's on there.
Lunchbox, you have anything for your wife?
Yeah, L green shirt, because she's wearing a green shirt the night I met her, and so that's how you save their names, so you know which one she was.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, that's how you put that's how you would put them in your phone.
Well, I had Caitlin as Caitlin LA for a long time, and she hated that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She was like, "What other Caitlins are?" I was like, "Well, my tour manager's name's Caitlin." She was like, "Oh, that she met Caitlin." She's like, "Her name's spelled with a K."
Gotcha.
I know, but I don't know any other Caitlins. I just did it so I could. It's where she was from. I have a lot of people listed by their city. Raymundo?
Yeah, I just went basically birth certificate name. I put Laura Birdwell.
Oh, first and last name?
Yeah.
Very clinical. Laura Birdwell, you're in the doctor's office C. Come on back. Another thing I saw, Amy, is
I'm trying to figure out how you saw how many unread text messages I had.
He knows your password.
Your husband has an Instagram. Amy's husband has an Instagram. Did you guys know that?
No.
Whoa.
Well, it's pretty secret.
Really?
Because he doesn't really use it. He just uses it so he can look at things. But did you know she tagged him in a photo and he got 1,000 followers?
Yeah, he did.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I tagged him in a Father's Day thing. No, he had an Instagram account just to follow us and Bobby and she, you know, stay up to speed, especially when he traveled a lot. But he started using it for his drone business. And so he's actually trying to use it, but it's strictly for work. And now he's scared to post because he said anytime I tag him, he gets a lot of followers. But the minute he posts something about a drone, he loses followers. So he sent me a note and he said, hey, cool, thanks for tagging me. I got 1,000 followers. He's like, but now I don't want to post because I know that they'll go away. And then sure enough, he had to put up some drone post and he texted me. He said, within seconds, I lost 5 followers.
Her husband is now an influencer. Hey guys, I'm Ben for Tummy Tea.
All right, my cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. A listener asked me a question recently. Said, hey, what song blew you away the first time you heard it? I thought about that. Then they said, and what song the first time you heard it, you went, eh, not for me. But then it really became one of your favorites as far as hearing it on the radio. So I was like, dang. All right, so here are my answers, and I'm going to come to you guys.
Okay.
So the song that blew me away the first time I heard it was Cam Burning House.
Oh, yeah. I've been
and that's a fun story because Cam was a new artist. She came into the show to promote a different song as her first single. I don't even know what song it was. But I was like, hey, Cam, that's not my favorite song. What about this album cut here? And so I played Burning House. And then, no, she played it on the show. I had her play it on the show. That's what it was. So she played it on the show, and I kept playing it over and over again instead of the single. And they called me, and they went, hey, we're switching the song. Your audience loves it so much, we're going to switch it. And then we made her the On the Verge artist. And then it went number one, and like that's a really cool story.
Yeah, that is. Awesome. And she even toured with us too. Did a couple of shows with the Raging Idiots, mm-hmm. And I remember specifically how quiet she could make a whole theater be with that song. Just like no one say anything, but listen how beautiful it was.
That's just that song is such a testament to the listeners of the show because that was never going to be her radio song. That she had a different song, yeah. And that's the one that she came in with. And because of our listeners, they kept downloading it and streaming it. They called me hours later and were like, hey, we're switching it. We decided to change our mind. We're switching it to Burning House. Mm. I thought that was so cool. And
yeah, I love that.
But that's the song the first time she played it. I was like, holy moly, that's a jam. Even before Cam, it was when I had Chris Jansen's Buy Me a Boat. And nobody'd ever heard it. And I played it. Chris didn't even have a record deal and blew Crazy. It up. And then Chris got a record deal. It's just the power of our audience. Because I remember it was just during a commercial, right before a commercial break, I went to Ray. I was like, hey, put the song in. Let me play a clip of it. And it was Buy Me a Boat. Wasn't on Warner, didn't have it had been dropped. And our listeners, it went to number one. We called him, we got it up to number one. And then he got a record deal, then it was the number one song.
So crazy.
Girl Crush is another one. There's a lot of those. That's fun, man. Amy, what are your songs?
I went with a more recent one that I liked instantly.
What like, blew you away? The first time you heard it was?
When Ingrid Andress came in and played More Hearts Than Mine. Mm. Oh, if we break up, I'll be fine.
But you'll be breaking more hearts than mine. And if I remember, because Ingrid had never done a radio interview when she came in here.
Correct.
It was her first one ever. And I was like, hey, come up. Really great. But she played Ladylike full and only a verse and chorus of More Hearts Than Mine.
Oh, well. That was the first time I heard any of it and thought it was so good. And I love the song.
Yeah, she played it live in here. And then what was the one that took a minute?
Oh, Jason Aldean, Burning It Down. We're just hanging around. This song made me feel so awkward and uncomfortable. And when he first put it out, I was like, what was Jason Aldean thinking? Why did he put out this song? Ugh. And now I love it. I love it. Turn it up.
Hey, what about you?
Spoiler alert, man. It was Buy Me a Boat. When I first heard Buy Me a Boat, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
This is a 100% straight jam. And so cleverly well written and everything. It was so good. I remember I went back home and told my wife, like, listen to this. Bones just discovered this song. I guess you just told the story how you did it, but... She was like, that is really good. And it's not her style of music at all, but we loved it.
I've probably, because Chris and I are good friends too, and we've done so many shows together, either me doing comedy or him playing with Eddie and I's band, The Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
I probably sang that song with him on a stage 10 times. And I never want to. And he's like, man, come on, you here? Let's just get out there and sing it. Let's do it for old time's sake. Yeah. And I was like, they don't want to hear me sing this song.
He does always say too, like, Bones, this song wouldn't even be a thing if it wasn't for you. Come on, you're singing it.
And I'm like, nobody cares. That was a long time ago. We don't even bring that up anymore. Yeah. Which one took a second for you?
Took a second was Up, Down, Morgan Wallen. I was like, come on. And up, and up, down. But then after a few times, like, come on.
Yeah, jam, huh? Here in BFE, still. Remember when we were arguing about what BFE stood for?
Yes, we even asked him.
And
I think.
Asked him finally. Yeah. That's fun. Well, thanks to the listener that sent me those questions. That was awesome.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When Chase Hansen of Salt Lake City was 4 years old, he noticed a homeless person and asked his dad why the person didn't have a place to stay. That question and that compassion inspired John to work with Chase to help the homeless by donating food whenever they could. Now Chase is 10 years old, so it's been 6 years, and they've been working to help those in need. The father and the son take homeless people out to lunch once or twice a week, every week, not only to give them a hot meal, but also to learn their stories.
Oh, wow.
Over 150 lunches later, they now run a charity called Project Empathy, hoping to get others to create friendships with homeless people. And that's what the basis is. Like, just create a friendship because it will invest you into lives. And then hopefully, probably you'll care a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a great story about a kid and a dad and great parents too.
Yeah, I love that.
Like sometimes we go, these kids are great. They're one. This kid's one. And he just built an orphanage. And we don't acknowledge the parents in the parenting going on. So I love that story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Key West, Florida. A 35-year-old man was running late for his flight at the airport, so he's speeding. Police try to pull him over. He's like, nope, got to make my flight. So he guns it, getting up to 90 miles an hour, leads police on a high-speed chase for 20 miles before he gives up and says, sorry, guys, I was late for my flight. I was trying to make the airplane.
Like, what does that guy think? Does he think if he does outrun the cops, and they know where he's going, eventually they get a helicopter involved. Yeah. That he's just going to be able to get on an airplane and go about his day? Like, if you get away from them at some point, do you think they just give up?
Yeah, no. They're like, oh, well, he's already on the plane. Let him go.
Or they pull him, and he's like, no, guys, airport. I gotta get there. I just don't understand that. Like, if you pull over and get your ticket, you probably can get to the airport quicker. But again, that's just me being rational.
And he's a bonehead.
Yeah, he's not rational.
That's why I'm not a bonehead.
Right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's now time for Eddie to pay his debt.
This is stupid.
He finished last in the driver's test yesterday, which means he has to wash the other five of our feet.
Woohoo.
By one question, right?
Yeah. But you lost. You were last. Yeah.
Can you hear me through my mask?
I actually can. Better than I thought.
So Eddie's going to walk over to me first.
It's like I'm washing a car.
He's got a big old blue Lowe's bucket.
Hey, it's not bad, dude. Your feet are pretty good.
Yeah, I got pretty good feet. I think the bad one's Lunchbox.
Right.
Yeah, I got a lot of damage on those things.
Right, here you go.
Can you see him over here?
No.
No.
Eddie is down behind my desk. Give me a little
foot. Put your feet over the bucket.
Okay. There you go. There you go. I'm going to... Oh, nice. Tickles. Eddie's scrubbing the top part. Oh, the arch. Good. Oh, he's putting... There's soap. He's doing soap. What kind of soap?
Of course.
Wow.
It's Dove.
Well, let me know when you're done. I'll read the story here. A Pennsylvania mom admitted she was... That feels funny.
Don't giggle.
A Pennsylvania mom admitted that she was her son's getaway driver after he allegedly held up a tobacco shop at gunpoint.
Oh, my.
Wow. Lorianne McHenry, 52, of Muncie, was charged last week by state police with conspiracy to commit robbery and theft in a March 18th armed heist. Do you hear the water?
Yes.
He's rinsing them off.
Here.
McHenry allegedly admitted driving her son, who's 28, to and from the shop where they robbed $3,500 at gunpoint. He wore a camouflage face mask, black goggles, carried a drawstring bag during which no shots were fired, no one was hurt.
You feel good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Can you dry them off for me?
Yes, stand by.
I like air dry.
Air dry?
Can you do that?
Oh, no. Like a...
I don't have that.
Eddie is washing my feet because he lost the bet yesterday. All right. That's pretty good. You did pretty good.
Thank you, dude.
You want a tip?
Yeah. I do take tips.
Here's a tip. Do better on your driver test next time.
Oh, ayo! Got him!
All right, Amy. You're up next.
Is there Amy?
Yes. Eddie's walking the bucket over to her. By the way, he's masked.
Of course I'm masked.
I'll do a different story, too. Costco says it has no plans to bring back its half-sheet cakes anytime soon because no one needs them right now because you shouldn't be having a party that big.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Amy's feet are above the bucket right now. Costco sheet cakes are enormous if you haven't seen one.
This tickles.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
I'm not doing anything. Oh, God.
Bend over.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Eddie has one more set of feet to wash. They're from Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'll come sit on the stage, baby.
I have not been looking forward to this.
Oh, Eddie, get out of my chair, boy.
Did you do anything? No, that's his chair, but you can pull one up.
Here, sit on this.
You want me to sit on this?
Yeah, you didn't do anything to gross them out, did you?
No, I just wore my feet like my normal feet.
He said they didn't shower last night.
No. Well, that's normal, though.
Yeah, that's normal. Look, I do have a blood vessel.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a blood vessel.
Hey, describe Lunchbox's feet.
I mean, these toes look like they've been like hiking through Mount Kilimanjaro or something. They're crooked. The toenails are long. That one's disgusting.
Yeah.
Hey, the second toe on this, the left foot.
Yeah.
The toenail is so tough. I can't rip it off.
They're even
rip it off, and it doesn't come off.
They're even a little like yellowish.
His whole feet or his toenails?
No, like his toenails.
Well, yeah. Lunchbox is getting his feet washed. Eddie has now washed my feet, Amy's feet, Morgan's feet, Ray's feet, and is finally on Lunchbox here because Eddie finished last in the driver test. He's putting the soap in the towel.
Stop. Keep your feet down.
Oh, sorry.
Ugh.
You gotta look at him. Come on.
You don't have to look at him.
You gotta look what you're doing.
Come on.
This grosses me out. Don't touch me.
You touched me. You're washing my feet.
He's putting his toes on my hands.
Kids. kids.
He's wiggling his toes on my hands while I'm trying to walk.
Kids. Lunchbox, leave your big brother alone.
Stop. No, I'm trying to pick him up so you can get my heels. Come on, man.
I mean, they do need washing.
Did you get in between? And remember, Eddie, take
pride in your work.
Take pride in your work. Yeah, anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Between the toenails, hey, the toes?
He requested it.
Come on. That's how I like my toes clean.
Yeah. Amy, you ever get oh, that's disgusting.
What?
Do you ever get pedicures?
Yes.
Is that what it looks like?
People have to do this.
Yeah,
for a job.
They do. Yep. This is what they do for a living.
You know those pedicures they put the little fish in? You put your feet in, the fish like attacked it.
Yeah, I've never had that.
You should do it with minnows.
What is that?
Yeah, you can start this. Just get minnows from the tackle shop.
Little baby piranhas?
Put them in, yeah. All right.
All right, you're good. You're done.
Oh, there he is.
Him? I got to rinse. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Oh.
It's a good thing I got a mask on.
Just so you don't vomit?
You're wearing gloves.
Dude, I'm about to vomit, seriously.
What are you? Come on.
Eddie is finishing up.
All right, here we go. This is the last rinse right here.
Yeah, then dry.
Good?
Yeah, get in there and dry them, man.
Eddie, you're a good sport.
Ah! Stop touching me with your feet.
Yeah, Eddie handled that better than I would have.
Saturday, I mean, you know what? I got to do what I got to do. I really thought I aced this exam. Like,
well, you didn't do bad, but you did finish last.
All right, there you go. You're done.
Would you like one of my toenails?
Nope, thank you.
All right, there he is. That's enough. Eddie, nice job, bud. A Lannister always pays his debts. All right, there it is. So what you eat for breakfast can affect if you have a boy or a girl, kind of. Here's the story you've been waiting for. Women who want to have a baby boy should never skip breakfast. That's what they say. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, which, by the way, we found that out to be just a term somebody made up to sell more breakfast, because it's not actually the most important meal of the day. But they say when determining the sex of your child, it really could be. A study found that women who skip breakfast in the months leading up to getting pregnant were less likely to give birth to boys. And so they had 5,000 people take part in this study. Some of them skipped breakfast on purpose. Some didn't. It just depending on what their habits already were. They didn't go, hey, you're pregnant, skip breakfast for the survey.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still trying to figure out exactly why. But an overwhelming majority of women, 85% who skip breakfast, ended up having a girl.
Wow.
85%. That's a lot.
I don't know what could cause that. Because then my brain goes, okay, well, does it matter what you eat, if you eat? Or
there's probably so much. In like 50 years, we'll have all this science knowing exactly what to put in your body. In order to, if who knows,
manipulate it.
Yeah, well, not to manipulate it, but it's already what we're doing. We just don't realize what's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in certain shape when you have, you know, all that's probably affecting it. We just don't know how yet.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Okay, so I guess men, we all know you want a boy, so feed your woman breakfast.
Okay, there we have it.
I mean, I know what you're thinking.
Pancakes and waffles every morning.
All guys, that's all they care about is having a boy.
You're not wrong.
But then once they do have a girl, they're like, oh, I didn't know what I was missing. I love her.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lauren Elena is in next. She is hanging out right now in our marathon green room, and she is wiping everything down with Lysol, and I do not blame her, even though we've been wiping everything down every day, all the time.
Yeah.
We do it when we come in. We do it when we leave.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Elena.
Good to see you, Lauren.
Hi.
I'm going to play a clip of this. You're going to play it in a minute. But do we have a clip of getting good with her and Trisha? Here we go.
Maybe that's when life starts getting good. Oh, getting good.
Listen to that. Listen how good that sounds. Dang. Hey, I was reading a story about you, and I thought I had known everything. That's Lauren Elena. But when you were 8 years old, you were in a pageant. You won a pageant at 8?
I did.
Is that true?
Well, I didn't do I won the talent part. I didn't do the other part of the pageant. I wasn't really
You just
pageant.
Didn't do it, or you didn't
I
win
didn't
it?
I didn't even do it.
So you just showed up for
the
talent part?
I just did the talent segment. I did. But I won like overall talent. I got this huge trophy and other people were like, they did every category.
Do you remember what you sang at 8?
Yes.
What?
I can't tell.
You get.
My mom was like, I don't think my mom realized what I was singing until I was on the stage singing it, but I sang Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, you got to rub me the right way.
And oh, and she was 8. Oh. No. Anytime my daughter sings that, I'm like, stop. Stop singing that song.
My mom said she'd heard the song a million times, but then when her 8-year-old daughter was on the stage singing it, she was like, oh my gosh, my child should not be singing this song.
Yeah.
Like at all.
And I'm a genie in a bottle. Baby, you got to rub me the right way.
Honey.
Yeah. I didn't know. Honestly,
if
though.
If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You got to rub me the right way.
But to be fair, Lauren,
that is not okay.
I was a teenager though when that came out, and I thought it was a genie too. I didn't associate it with.
I literally wore a genie outfit.
See, that's what I thought too. But I also thought until a little older than I should have that babies came out of the belly button. So I was a little behind, I think, when it came to that. Yeah. I did for a long time. I mean, not 16.
He was 25.
Yeah.
Someone told him yesterday that babies do not come out of the belly button.
Let me read you this. Lauren also, because I started going down the rabbit hole, I didn't know you'd won this pageant. You had also won various other competitions, including the American Model and Talent Competition and the WinStar Youth Talent at Lake
Pasoka.
So you're just dominating all the talent shows.
I just did every talent show I could do. American Idol was the first competition I ever lost.
Is that right?
It's and you should have. Really humbling for me.
You should have won.
Thank you.
So you
start
never hold
with
on.
A humble moment. You
wait
know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You never lost a talent competition until American Idol.
No.
But you finished second.
Yeah. I don't really feel like I lost. But
wait,
you know.
Who won first?
Scotty.
Oh, okay. I mean, sorry, Scotty. I feel bad now that I was like, you should have won. But I mean, you all were equal. You could have easily won.
Thank you.
Wow. So did
I
you?
I like how you're backpedaling on that deal.
When you're at 15 on American Idol, did you feel, because at 15, we're all out of our minds. We're all insane, like a kid should be. Did you feel like there's no way I'm going to lose this? I've never lost ever?
No, I thought I was going home every week, actually.
It's one of the two. Yeah.
Yeah. I was convinced. I packed my bag every week and told everyone goodbye. And they were like, you can stop telling us all goodbye.
The packing your bag thing is funny on a reality show because we both did Dancing with the Stars, but I would pack my bag every week and be ready because they're like, if you lose, you're out. You
yeah,
can get
you
on the
go
plane.
Home.
And so I was like, this is it.
Go ahead and pack it.
It's packed. I left a bag packed in my little trailer. Because I thought every week, like, I'm out of here, man. It's one of the two. You either feel like you're going to dominate or you're going home.
Yeah, you're either overly confident or you have no confidence.
All right, Lauren is here. We were talking about getting good. I don't think you brought these guys here just to sit and laugh at our jokes. It's, see? Maybe
pretty
you did.
Good at it.
Maybe you did. Would you mind playing Getting Good for us, Lauren?
Sure.
All right, here is Lauren and Lana.
We'll see if we remember how to do this.
Okay.
It's been a minute. We're a little rusty.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. But then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money, you still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. Then you get older and it don't feel like it should. I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Already good. Already good. Life's already good. Thank God that my life's already good.
Nice. How'd that feel
so
to play
good.
Again?
Yay.
How'd that feel? Feel good?
You're back.
Great.
Man, that's great. You guys are so good. Lauren, you're so good. You know you're so good. You're
Thank
so good.
You.
You're so good. By the
it's
way.
It's just started with the genie in a bottle, you know? It's just.
And look where we are now. Mm-hmm. I thought that song was about a genie, though. And again, I'm a little.
It's not?
Exactly. How'd your mom not know that you were singing that song at the
competition? She did, but she didn't think about it until the moment I was up there singing it.
Yeah, it was such a popular song.
It was just a song. That-
yeah.
All right, there she is. Lauren Elaine, everybody. Clap right here. Back in the This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a gas station in Michigan. The clerk is behind the counter around midnight. He gets really violently sick. He calls 911. And they rush him to the hospital. Only problem is there's no one to run the gas station. There's people there trying to buy stuff. The firefighter's like, all right, I guess we'll run the gas station. They got behind and started running the cashier and checking people out. They ran the gas station until they got a hold of the owner who sent someone up there to take over.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call two dogs breathing heavy?
What do you call two dogs breathing heavy?
A pair of pants.
A pair of pants.
That was the Morning Corny.
My dog has figured out how to bang his head and get in the food closet. And
the pantry.
The pantry.
For other people that may call it that.
Sure.
Where you put food.
Yeah.
Right.
That looks like a closet. So what he does, he takes his head, because it's a slide door, and just goes bam, 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 bam. And he knows if he angles it a certain way, it'll just slowly come open. Then he sticks his nose in and opens it. And he's only started doing this recently. So I left the house the other day, and he's banging on it. And he goes in and gets a whole bag of these turkey dog treats. Eats the whole bag in one.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, no. And so he's fine. Wake up the next morning. I take him out before I come to work. And it's like poop central, except it's not healthy poop.
Oh.
And then he's just been sick for like a day and a half. Mm. But I get it.
It's the dang treats.
I also get it. Like when I get into something, I go hard too. Like I get it. But yeah, this dog is out of control. Eddie was at my house the other day, and He's strong.
So strong.
And low. So it's hard to stop him because he's so short. He's a bulldog.
Yes. He almost ran out of the house 3 times. And one time he did, and it caught his leash like really quick. And even just to get him back in the house, I was like, oh, I took all my strength to get him back. He's strong.
He's a strong bulldog for sure. Anyway, that's my dog story.
Cute.
No.
He's cute, though.
He's
and
really
then, you know
cute.
What? He jumped up in my bed. I forgot to tell you this part. After he'd used the bathroom, and then got poop all over the bed. All over the sheets. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Good morning, everybody.
No, that's cute. Not cute.
Yeah. One of these movie reviewers on Twitter said, tell me your favorite moment you ever experienced in a movie theater. Go. And then people just fill the feed. I was thinking about this. We can all share one. But the first thing that comes to my mind, my favorite moment in a theater, I think I was probably 12 or 13 years old. My mom had just started either dating or married Arkansas Keith. One of those times he had just come into my life. And he was like, hey, let's go watch White Man Can't Jump. I don't think I've ever been to a movie, maybe until I was 12 or 13. And to have someone take me kind of like a father figure, because I didn't have a dad. And I remember going to watch White Man Can't Jump, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, someone took me to watch a movie.
Wow.
It was a sports movie. It was kind of a guy movie. And that's the first thing that came to my mind was Arkansas Keith taking me to watch White Man Can't Jump when I was, 12 or 13 years old. Amy, what is yours?
Mine is when my sister and I went to see Pretty Woman at the movie theater with our parents. Because we were too young for it. I for sure was. But I guess they couldn't find a babysitter and my dad really wanted to go. But there were certain scenes in the movie where I just remember him putting his hand over my face and I couldn't watch.
How old were you?
And now I know what those scenes are, that I'm an adult. Eight or nine.
That's cool, though, you remember that, because it was special.
Maybe. Yeah, and Pretty Woman to this day is one of my favorite movies. And then when we got home, whenever it came out on VHS tape, we had it. I think I still have it on VHS. So, and then for Halloween, I dressed up as... Well,
which is wild that one, you saw the movie, and then for Halloween, you dress as a prostitute
at eight,
9 years old.
I don't know. Well, technically, I think my mom thought I was like doing like an 80s punk look, but I definitely went out on the street that I live on and I walked up and down it.
That's so weird.
I don't think my parents really registered what all was happening, and obviously at that age, I didn't really know the occupation of what was happening, but I figured it out later. But still one of my favorite movies ever.
Eddie, what's your favorite movie memory?
All right, in a movie theater. So this was before you can drink or really like have fancy dinners in like movie theaters. Now you can have beers or whatever during movies. But before then, you couldn't. And I'll never forget, I went to a movie with my cousin and she surprised me with a 6-pack of Miller Lite. And I was like, what? How did you get that in here? So we sat and watched a movie. I don't even remember what we watched, but we just...
Oh, wow. You opened them?
Oh, yeah.
Did
we would do the cough.
Hear you?
No, we would do that as we opened it.
Everybody probably heard it too.
Well, I think they heard like whenever we try to get up to go to the bathroom and you kick over a beer can, it would roll. Like,
That's funny. So everybody's an expert now when it comes to the human body, especially COVID and Corona. Everybody's an expert. We have so many infectious disease experts out there now. It's amazing. So 4 in 5 people consider themselves extremely knowledgeable about the human body. But when they actually tested and said, hey, here's a grade school quiz of the human body, only 1 in 10 passed it.
Wow.
So that shows you how smart we think we are versus how smart we actually are.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys, this is from 5th grade.
Oh, great.
Well, that's easy.
This is a human body quiz. Okay, write your answer down. What's the name of the biggest part of the human brain?
Oh, it's not multiple choice?
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to give you 5 questions. We'll see who does the best.
Question.
Yeah.
Do we need to pronounce it correctly?
Eddie, yes. No, Eddie, somewhere? As long as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have 2 things in my head. One of the things in my brain, I don't even know if it's an animal or part of my brain. Why am I thinking? Why can't I choose? My own brain can't even tell me what it is. Like, about in my... And this is annoying to me.
What's the name of the biggest part of the human brain? Okay. Amy, what do you have?
Hypothalamus?
Wait, excuse me?
Is that on it? Mm-hmm. Is that small?
That's not right.
Is it a McDonald's?
That's incorrect. No, a McFlurry is what you get at McDonald's. Eddie?
I have cerebrum.
Is it cerebrum? Cerebral. That's the front of your brain.
You said ballpark.
I didn't say ballpark. I said, Mike. I can't.
No, that's
hold
like
on, hold
like,
on. Let me ask Mike D.
Give me your final answer.
Cerebrum.
I just said
you
that,
heard
though.
Them say it out loud.
That's my
around
final
you.
Answer. Final
no,
answer.
He
cerebrum.
Said cellulite.
No, he says no.
Oh my god.
He said cerebellum.
Yeah.
There's like a company.
It's
Cerebella.
Right.
Cerebellum.
Sonobello.
Sonobello.
That was so dumb.
It's, is that the biggest part?
Morgan.
I had cranial artery.
Okay. it's the cerebrum. Okay.
Dang it.
Oh, you were close.
I was
Eddie.
Really close.
Amy guessed octopus or something.
No, I guessed hypothalamus, and I was debating that and the amygdala or whatever, but I think that that's tiny.
Okay, here we go. The colored part of the human eye that controls how much light passes through the pupil.
Oh, well, that's not pupil.
What?
The
scratched out pupil, okay.
The colored part of the human eye.
I got this.
The part, right?
I got this. I'm in.
Let me, when everybody lifts their head up. All right, Amy?
Cornea.
Eddie?
Cornea.
Morgan?
I didn't have anything written down.
She has nothing.
Well, that's iris. You guys all missed
iris?
It.
Iris?
Yeah.
Dang it.
You all missed it. Cool. Okay.
Go ahead.
So far, not good.
I don't even need to write these things down.
What's the name of the long pipe that shifts food from the back of your throat down to your stomach?
In.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the long pipe that shifts food from the back of your throat down to your stomach? All right. Morgan, is your head up, Morgan? Because when you lift your head up, I think everybody's in.
I was trying to find it.
Oh, she was holding her head up like running her finger down her throat. Do you have your answer down, Morgan?
Yeah, it's not right, but yeah.
Amy, what do you have?
Esophagus.
Correct. Eddie?
That would be esophagus.
Correct. Morgan? She's laughing.
Stomach pump.
The stomach pump. Yeah, I know. That's what you put down there to make it come back up.
Yeah, that's when you swallow bad stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Amy, is that three?
Yeah.
We got one right, Amy.
We're on the board.
You're on the board. Okay. The innermost part of the bones contains what? Mm-hmm. The innermost part of the bones contains what?
In.
Amy?
Bone marrow.
Eddie?
Bone marrow.
Morgan?
Calcium.
I mean, it's kind of true.
The answer is bone marrow.
Okay. Whew.
All right, last question. Write these down. What are the four main blood types?
What?
We will go to sudden death if Amy and Eddie are tied. But what are the four main blood types?
All right, I think I got it.
Amy, good?
Not yet.
Okay.
Do you know your blood type?
Uh-huh.
I don't. I know that I do somewhere, but why?
Everybody in? Amy's in? Amy, I need your answer. The four main blood types, Amy.
Okay, O. B positive.
No, that's our show saying.
A negative.
Okay.
A B.
You get B positive, A negative.
And okay. Then
Eddie,
I have A.
What do you have, Eddie?
Do you need the negatives and the positives?
Eddie, what do you have?
Okay. I have A, B, C. And O.
You were so close.
I was.
I was just as close.
No, you weren't. Morgan?
I have A, B, B minus, and O.
B negative?
There's no positives or negatives. There's A, B, A, B, and O.
I got A, B.
Those are the four main blood types. You didn't get all four of them.
But I got O and A, B, and you said Eddie was closer than me, and I got the same.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We're both wrong.
Okay, you're both wrong. Okay.
Well, no,
you were doing a whole song and dance around it. It just seemed more wrong.
No, it just said A, B came out of my mouth last.
Okay, well, you both only got 2 out of 5.
All right.
So,
well, I don't claim to be a body expert.
Sudden death.
Okay.
Buzzing with your name. Another name for your voice box is
Eddie. Voice box.
No, that's the same name for voice box.
Too late.
Amy.
Is it like Gary LaVox?
What?
Doesn't LaVox mean voice? I heard
the
that
Rascal
somewhere.
Flats lead singer is the name of voice box.
I think his last name. I think LaVox means.
It's a medical term.
Is your answer LaVox?
No. Hold on. Another.
You buzzed in with your name.
Okay. Larynx.
Correct, Larynx.
It is. Were you just joking about LaVox?
I don't know.
She didn't even say it right. She goes, larynx. No, but we...
Whatever.
I don't even know how I knew that. It just came out of me.
So his stage name, LaVox, means the voice.
See?
But it doesn't mean voice box.
No, it's not voice box.
But I mean, I wasn't far off.
Yeah, no, then you got larynx, which we gave you. There she is. Big winner. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a 3-month-old puppy got her head stuck in a spare tire. And I mean, they could not get it out once her little head went through the hole in the spare tire, it started to get swollen and then she couldn't go back out. Mm. So they had to call the fire department and they were trying to figure out the best way to do it. So they put oil around the puppy's neck to try to slide her out and that didn't work. So finally, they used a safety saw to cut her free. And now the puppy's new nickname is Wheelie Pup. And she's doing fine.
They could have done better than Wheelie Pup.
Well, that's what they
Because it's a great story, but that's a pretty weak nickname. Wheelie Pup.
And she's doing well since she was freed. She didn't have to be taken to the hospital and they sedated her until she got totally better. But yeah. I'm just glad that she got free and that someone saw it. Because, I mean, if she got stuck there for too long, that'd be bad.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I don't have kids, at least not yet. So when I say this, some people may get mad, but maybe it's just because I don't have kids yet. So you guys can tell me.
Okay.
But I got a friend who was posting pictures on social media of her kids, which is great. Have at it. But she was posting potty training pictures. And I just felt like that was a little weird. And I don't think anyone benefited from taking in that content. Because there are certain things I think people shouldn't post on social media. Again, I'm not the rule enforcer. I don't get to... But I'm just like, you know, I don't like that. This is just gross. The diaper down.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eddie, you have
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Eddie doesn't post his kids at all, though.
I don't. But I have a friend, too, that also posted a picture of his daughter in the bath. And I was like, why would you do that? I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't know, dude. I don't think you're wrong for feeling that way.
I just felt like that's something you shouldn't share on social media.
I agree.
What are other things that you shouldn't share on social media? I've come up with a few of these.
Oh, okay.
One, and again, I'm not shutting it down. I'm just saying things that I'm like, all right, we get it. Like when someone is not feeling well and they take a picture of themselves and they're like, and they're just writing how bad their day is or how sick they are. And they post like a selfie of them with like a half frown. You know, not really something that I feel is good for me or good content to share.
Okay.
People that have to brag about always working out, because I have some friends that every time they go to the gym, they got to take a picture and let everybody know they're getting their workout in.
That mirror picture.
And I don't mind some, but some people do it all the time where it's like, hey, I'm in the gym today, just getting a little workout in. And it's always like a real there was a really cool story about this fitness social media influencer who was like, hey, look, this is me taking a picture in her swimsuit. But she was like, this is me without the angles and the light. Do you see that one?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I've started following a lot of accounts like that that give you the kind of the real and then how it can alter. So that way you have that reminder not to compare yourselves to certain poses and pictures and lighting on Instagram. Because it can really weigh on you if you don't think that, if you think everybody looks exactly like that.
I'll give you one more that I saw. Because after I started getting on it, I was like flowing through my comments. And on my Facebook page, someone wrote this. Hey guys, I can't really tell you what it's about. But if I can get your prayers, because it's terrible and my life's not going so great, I can't tell you, but just pray for it. And I'm like, what am I supposed to pray for?
Comfort and peace.
Yeah, you could always just pray for like whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
How about you just say, hey, something going on. Can I get some prayers right now? You don't have to go through all.
Yeah. That's kind of what they said, though.
No, it's like
it's a little dramatic.
It's just a little dramatic.
Okay.
Right. Like going through life sucks right now. Things are can't tell you about it, but. Well, then don't even lead us down the road and say, hey, can you do some prayers right now? Like, send them up, baby. Then everybody sends them up. The people that are always complaining about, oh, man, life just isn't that good right now. Like, sad sacking it, that's tough.
Oh, yeah.
That's really hard.
That's tough.
Do you ever see something that we, as anybody that you work with or your friends, post something where you're like, oh, why did they post that?
No.
Okay, cool.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to think.
Because that would suck.
Quickly.
But
again, mine aren't fair. Right? These are just my thoughts. I don't think everyone should live by these rules.
Someone in this room could easily be a workout poster every day, but we're not. Nobody is. That could happen.
Eddie, you?
Oh, man, I'm pretty good with just ignoring what I don't like to see. I'm with you on the sad ones. I'm like, okay, like I know you're having a rough day. But the ones that do it a lot every day, I'm like, gosh, I don't know what to do for you anymore.
How do you feel about ultrasound pictures on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, Twitter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I
don't have a problem with that, really.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I don't have a problem. I mean, I guess in the real world, I don't care about any of this stuff.
Right.
I just move on.
Exactly.
If something bothers me, I don't light them up. I just kind of go, you know what? I'm just going to move on with my. Sometimes I'll unfollow friends, though. If I just am like not taking it, not putting this toxic into my mind.
Yeah.
So it's just like unfollow. If I see a pattern, I'll just unfollow them. Never tell them.
You just mute it?
No, I unfollow them.
Oh, wow. Oh. So they'll find out somehow.
They'll look.
Yes, they'll find out later. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Finished the show yesterday. I walked over to our green room. There's really nobody that gets to even exist near our studios because of COVID precautions. But Clint Black hung out and just sat over there. So I went and talked to Clint Black for like 25, 30 minutes yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then what did you guys talk about?
It's a basketball game he used to play in every Sunday.
Oh, okay. Like a pickup?
Mm-hmm. And some interesting people. It's his story, so I don't want to share it.
Yeah.
But we talked about that. I talked a little bit about music, what he's up to now. We talked about golf a little bit. I think, too, after I left, hey, Scuba, did Clint Black leave me his phone number?
His manager is going to hook it up. He wants to hang out with you.
His manager does?
Oh, yeah, he's going to give it to me to give to you. It's this weird process.
His manager wants to hang out with me or Clint Black does?
No, Clint Black does, but I'm getting the number from his manager to give to you.
Oh. Interesting.
I totally hang out with Clint Black, and I don't hang out with anybody.
It's Clint Black, though.
That's
dude.
True.
I know. Yeah. I'm always like, why does somebody want to hang out with me? Like, I'm not that fun to hang out with. And so then my mind goes, well, since I'm not that fun to hang out with, they must want something from me, so I'll just shut it down and hang out with nobody. That's kind of how my life works. But for Clint Black, I would hang out with Clint Black.
There you go.
I have a couple friends in the industry now. Like, I hang out with friends. I'm friendly with a lot of folks, but I don't make up. I have one pretty good to good friend. We hang out about once every week, week and a half or so. That's a level, like a B artist. Like A is Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean. B is that next up, but big stars already can sell out like a small arena. I have one friend that I hang out with, and we don't even talk about it because it's like, it's kind of our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep our romance private.
Because I also want, I mean, yeah, obviously what? He knows he's not. But I mean, yeah, if he were to be hear you say he's a B, would he be offended by that?
No.
I don't think so, because okay. A-list is up for Entertainer of the Year. B is like for Male or Female Vocalist of the Year, like that category that's just about to be there. C is like Best New Artist. D is somebody that's starting to pop a little bit. They're like, oh, there's some real future. E is
starting out.
Well, it's a new artist, but there's potential there. And then F is me.
It's a good way to break it down. Thanks, Bo.
So no, by B, that's not a, I don't think that's a bad term. That's actually a really great term.
Yeah.
Okay. And as an artist, I think you know where you are in your career, right?
Yeah.
Like you know where you stand.
You hope so.
Yeah, but
if not, Bobby will tell you.
That's true. Any artist wants to know, ask me and I'll tell you exactly what class you're in. During the break a minute ago, I took Eddie to the girls' bathroom where I was like, oh my goodness, the girls' bathroom rocks. There's a couch, there's tampons, there's a hair dryer, there's a hair curler, all things I need to get my day started.
You weren't lying. It was legit.
You can get ready in there.
I took him in there and he was like, wow. And who knows, when you open the door and you go, let's go, girls, somebody goes, dun, 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 every time you walk in.
It's amazing.
It's pretty legit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I might be using that from now on.
That's it. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.